Hi, this is Star for a Night Show with kids co-hosting that are terminally ill, homeless, or underprivileged, going to have the best dream of their lives, interviewing celebrities and other guests on live internet radio. And tonight, our co-hosts are the children from the Esplanade House. And our first interviewer co-host is Jessica. How are you doing, Jessica?
I'm doing fine.
And who are we going to interview this evening? Our special guest is Robbie Thomas, who is a world-renowned spiritual advisor. And he's going to be our guest. Are you there, Robbie?
Yes, I most certainly am.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. And the children are so excited to be talking to you and interviewing on the radio, on Nationwide Internet BBS Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we are just elated, and they're just bubbling here. Can't wait for their turn. And so we have Jessica, and how do we say your last name, Jessica?
Gardoogie.
You are so adorable. All you guys are absolutely adorable. And at this time of their lives, they, I felt, could really use a Star for the Night event where we help kids and give them the greatest night of their lives, help inspire them and make their dreams come true. And we just rolled up in a stretch limo, and now here we are on live radio. So go ahead, Jessica. Ask Robbie some questions that you may have.
Well, the first question I want to ask you is, well, what kind of job am I going to have when I'm grown up?
When you get older, remember when I said, did you feel like you were old? And you said to me, no, not really.
Uh-huh.
You are a real people person. You are a what I would call a earth person, really earth-toned. You look to people, you give very good energy. You have this wholesomeness within you. You care for everything in life, which is good. The name Jessica alone, and I have a little girl named Jessica, and before we started this, I told you I had a little girl named Jessica, and I chose her name because it's child of God. And you have that name, which is very strong. And again, going back to you being a very strong personality, you're a real people person. So what you're going to be doing when you get older is taking care of other people. Your orientation is going to actually be around caring for others. And this is what you are, and you love animals. You're very in depth with that. You have a lot of love in you. Does this come across to you in this way? Is this correct?
Yes.
Yes. Now, when you have your hopes and your dreams, and you're thinking of things later in life, is it that you think that you want to take care of other people?
Well, yeah, but then again, I want to be a lawyer, but
that's taking care of people in a certain way, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, most certainly is, and you know, that's where you are. You're that earth tone, real person, the real personable person you are. And that's what you'll be doing when you get older.
Maybe you'll be an attorney for the people that can't afford, attorneys. What are those called? Yeah, public defender.
Public defender.
She is so gorgeous, too, and she's like, God, got sunshine all around her face and her eyes. She's just full of
light. Must just glow.
She does. She glows.
Yes. Yes. Her personality is so strong.
Mm-hmm.
Very. And, you know, she's the type where just in that little conversation we had, and she put a rebuttal there that she thought she was going to be a lawyer. So, you know, there is that earth tone person there. She is a real person, like for a people person. And that's really good.
Excellent, excellent. Is there any other question you had?
Yes, sir. I wanted to know, I had somebody pass away, and I wanted to kind of feel the spiritual,
connection?
Spiritual connection, and I wanted to see if you could tell me a little bit about that.
Sure, sure. When you lay in bed at night and before you sleep and you say good night and thank you for this and thank you for that, and you keep them in your prayers. You know your thoughts when you're saying them, you wondered if they're receiving them?
Yeah.
You know that love that you get, the warmness inside you that makes you feel comfy inside so that you can sleep at night knowing? That's that connection. That's that connection you have. When you have that connection of knowing, it relaxes you. It makes you feel more comfortable and makes you feel that you are a part of them. It's like sending postcards of love. You are actually connecting with them, sending your thoughts and love to them, and in return, you get your memories. And this is where it comes from, and that's the connection you have. And when you do say goodnight at night, they do hear you. You often wondered that. Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah, well, you're getting that. They do hear you, and they're beside you. You often wondered if they were there. Our loved ones, they never, never leave us. They're always beside us. They always are around. It's something like, well, we're your mom and everybody here who's busy here or relatives are busy here doing things. And when you say, can you come over? And they say, well, I'm kind of busy right now. Same thing is in heaven. Everybody's so busy. They're very active, but they do come around. And then you do sense that.
How does that make you feel, Jessica?
It makes me feel a lot better that I know. So.
Well, good, good.
You have been an awesome co-host, and now it's Selena's turn. So if we could pass the microphone. Okay. Hello. This is Selena Rodriguez, and she's 10 years old. And Selena, this is Robbie Thomas.
Hello, Robbie.
Hello, Selena. How are you?
Good.
Good, good, good. How's your day going?
Good.
Good. Do you have a question for me?
Yeah, I was wondering, what kind of job am I?
What kind of job are you going to be when you get older?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really funny because, you know, I know that singing and becoming in the arts in that manner, this is what I'm getting from you, is that you want to become into the actual music part of things. Is that what you had in your mind?
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that something?
On the way over here in the limo, she was saying she wants to be on American Idol. That is amazing. Amazing, Robbie.
Yeah, that is so cool. You know what? Follow your dreams. Keep them alive, because I'm going to tell you something. It's going to work out that way. You have a name of a very, very, I would say, beautiful woman who was a singer at one time. And do you know who Selena was?
Yeah.
Yeah. She was something else. You know, I really liked her. And I know that you can follow in that path. And you can do very well. So if that's your dream, wanting to become a singer and get into the arts that way, you keep your dream alive, because it's most certainly going to happen for you. Now, you also are a very well-grounded person. And when I say grounded, meaning, again, you look for the real. You're honest. You have your own approach to people that is totally honest, and you want to know what is real. You don't want to know what all the bad stuff is. You want to do what's really good for people. So this is where you're going to come out. You're going to be a very, very good, astute person, a very, very strong individual that you're going to reflect and look back in your childhood and say, wow, look at all I've done, and it's going to make you very happy and proud.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. You're most welcome. Do you have anything else for me?
Yeah. Will I ever, go on American Idol?
Will you ever go on American Idol? You know what? I'm going to tell you this way. You are your own idol. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that sounds perfect.
Right. So, you know, we don't have to go out and try to please or appease other people, because you already have the gift. You have it within you. You make people smile. You got that effervescence about you, which means that you glow. You are a very good little girl. And I'm telling you, you're going to be something when you get older. And you can write this down in your little journal or diary, and keep that and remember this date. Mark it down. It says, Robbie Thomas told me this. And when you get older, you're going to say, yes, it was right, because it's going to be true. You follow your dream. You follow your path, and it's going to happen for you.
Thank you.
You're most welcome.
She's about ready to pass out. She's so happy and in shock.
She's so lovely. Just like Jessica, they both got these beautiful auras about them.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah,
they do.
The warmth. It's
They're
wonderful.
Amazing.
It's amazing.
Okay. Do you have any other question, honey?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay. Do you want to tell Robbie just a little bit about any other dreams or anything else that you're involved in? Or
I just want to be a singer.
Okay. You just want to be a singer.
Well, you hit that right on the nail.
Right. And she's going to be. Usually when children your age have this set within them and they're very articulate, and we all have this from time to time throughout our lives. When I was a child, I always knew I was going to write a book. And sure enough, I've been writing books, and I got all kinds of them. So when we look at stuff like this when we're a child, and we have our aspirations, and we look at them and go, that's what I want to be, you stick to it, and it does happen because it's within you. That's part of you. It's all a part of life and everything we do when we grow up and go through different stages in our lives. That's what we are. Sometimes people might take a step sideways and not become, say, the singer, but become a police officer or something. But they always tend to come back and revisit what their childhood dreams are. And they do sing, or they do things on the side that will elevate them in their personality, that they do actually get a chance to do stuff like that. But Selena, you are going to become a singer. You are going to go into the entertainment business. You are going in that direction. So keep your path and follow it that way. And again, you are just like Jessica. You both have this aura about you that's so strong. It's just unbelievable. It's really, really strong. Thank you for your questions.
Thank you.
Great. And for any of you that have just tuned in, this is the Star for the Night show, and we take kids that are underprivileged, terminally ill, and homeless, and we give them the greatest nights of their lives, interviewing on nationwide radio. And we are interviewing this evening Robbie Thomas, the world-renowned psychic advisor. And our next co-host is Andy Hill, who is 10 years old, and she's getting ready to take over the microphone. She's all ready and raring to go here and excited. Hi, Andy. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. Say hi to Robbie and see if you can ask him any questions that can come to your mind.
Hello, Robbie.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Good.
Good stuff. How's your day going?
Good.
Good, good. Do you have any questions for me?
Yeah, the same as the two other girls. I want to know what will I be when I grow up?
You betcha. You know, when I'm talking with you, I get all this baseball stuff and sports and things like that. So are you big time wanting to play in the sports?
Yes.
Yeah. It's amazing because it's inside you, and I can see that, you know, I want to be into a sports team. And I know people can say that, well, because he's a boy and what have you, and people would choose that type of thing to say. But no, this is actually within you and what you would like to do. You know, I'm going to tell you something. Keep your dreams. Always keep your dreams. And then even going back to Jessica and Selena and you, if you guys can get yourselves a little journal, okay, write down your dreams each and every night, that what your feelings are, what you want to do for that day, what you want to do for that week, and accomplish them. They're your goals. Put them down. Give yourself some outlook and look forward and do this type of thing. Now, this will actually help you set aside things, Andy. This will make you go into a direction where, okay, this week, you know, I'm going to do well, and I'm going to use a little term here, like in doing schoolwork, and then you can accomplish certain things and then be proud of that. And then a month you look back, and then a year you look back and go, okay, I've done baseball. Look what I've done. I got trophies and stuff, and I love this sport. Or I love to play basketball, and the sports are just big time around you. So you are actually going to be doing a lot in sports. And also, it's just not that you're going to be playing sports, but I got a thing that you're going to be doing a little bit of writing, and it's going to be involved with doing with sports. So being a commentator or a columnist writing about sports, but you're going to be heavily involved in this area, and that's what you're going to do. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Yeah. Is that what you really want to do?
Yes.
Is that what you're writing? Did you want to write?
Yeah.
Yeah? But you like the sports part of it a lot better, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. But this is what it's going to come together, and this is where it's going to head. It's going to be something that you're going to take a lot of pride in, and you're going to look back, and you say, look what I accomplished. And you can accomplish a lot. You have so much going for you. You really do. You just look and grab that journal and do this for me. And, you know, put my name in there too, okay, beside yours, and say, Robbie said this, and then write it, and then you take over, and then you say, Andy says this the next week, and then you write what your feelings are, Andy, and follow through with them. Follow your dreams, and you'll see again, when you look back, you will have a book. You will have written a book, and then you'll see that you will like everything that's in your book, because you know why? It's about you. It's all about you, Andy.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Yes.
That's
yeah.
Awesome.
You have any other questions for me?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Yeah?
She's so laid back. She's the laid back one. She's smiling from ear to ear.
Oh, is that right?
But she's just the laid back one.
Is that right? Yeah, sports, you know, again, you're going to see yourself really strive and get out there and become outgoing. It's amazing. You mentioned she's laid back, but I mean, it's like I can see just jumping forward and just doing it. It's amazing.
They're staying at all these kids are staying at the Esplanade House, and maybe we can ask them what maybe in future as far as some inspiration for Andy and Selena's mom.
Okay.
They're standing right here saying, ooh. She
yes.
Gave some inspiration too.
Yeah. You know, I do see a place of their own, and I do see this, and I'm going to tell you, when I do get dates and I do get things like this, they always are, and I know people aren't 100% perfect all the time, but I can account for quite a bit being 99% to 100% perfect in when dates and things I give. And I'm looking at a three month turnaround here for her, and there's something coming up of a place of their own and also employment. Does that make sense?
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
She's shaking her head going, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, there is. There's most certainly is. And this will be, as you guys are talking, I'm writing things down because it comes to me that way, and I always draw pictures and write, and that's how I do things. Mm-hmm. And I got 3 months. I underlined 3 months right beside it. I got an arrow, and I got employment. And this is where it's coming. Things are going to really turn around. The best part of this year is going to be at the tail end of summer, and things are going to really take off for them. Things are going to bring this family together, like even a lot more. It's going to be fantastic, and then they're going to see a lot of light at the end of the tunnel. It's coming.
Wow, and then they're going to be hearing Selena singing all over the house every day.
No, she won't stop. Yes. And then she can say, I'm the American Idol.
Yep. Oh, that is wonderful. Our next co-host is Jaleesa Atkins. And Jaleesa is 12 years old. And she's got a beautiful little smile, too. She just lights up the world with her smile.
Oh, fantastic.
And say hello to Robbie Thomas.
Jaleesa. Hi, Robbie.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I love your name.
Thank you.
That name there is very, very, wow. I'm going to use the word different, but it is, it's astronomical, because when it's said, I get a lot of energy from it. There's a lot going into your name. There was a reason why your name was picked this way too. It's amazing because, that's not a typical name. and for a reason to be, you know, again, I'm going back to Jessica's name and then to your name, God's Child, and this is how it's coming to me. It's amazing, you know, the angel. It's unbelievable. Now,
she looks like an angel too.
Yes, yes, amazing, just totally amazing. Being 12, pretty tough, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of different things going through your mind, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Again, now you heard me speak of a journal and whatever. Do you keep a little diary or journal for yourself?
Sometimes.
Okay, are you keeping up with it?
Not really.
Maybe, can we get you to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah? And you know what? I think it would be pretty cool if you really did, because sometimes we have to write down our feelings and write down things to actually see what we can actually find a way out of. Again, I'm going to use the term light at the end of the tunnel. When we hold things in, it becomes a little hard for us. But when we actually put them on paper and then we can review it, it doesn't really seem that bad, because when we're talking to ourselves, we're letting ourselves express and find the reason to compromise or to find expression in the way we talk to ourselves in this way. We need this sometimes. And would you agree you need this?
Yes.
Yeah. So you know what? We're going to get you journal writing. And you know what? Even if you can, maybe I can give you a little bit of pointers, and I could email, or I can give something later on after the show, and I'll get some things for you. How's that? We'll write them all down, and I can help you out in that way. Is that okay?
That sounds good.
Cool. Do you have a question for me?
I do. I was wondering what I would be when I'm older.
When you get older?
Yes.
Okay. Now, again, here we go. A lot of people like to write, and I know you're being a little bit lazy or hesitant in doing, now you can giggle and laugh at this, work and being into the realm of doing stuff around the home and what have you, but then again, this is all going to fade, and people go through different phases, and I'm looking at you going again, and there's this writing part. And it's really good. Magazines. You're reading into magazines and wanting to be like the girl in the magazine. You like to do stuff like that?
Yes.
Yeah. You know what? Keep that dream alive. That's really good for you. You know, put a big smile on your face. This is really good. That girl in the magazine can be you. So you keep that up, and that's where I'm getting in the writing part. I'm you should see me. I know I go I'm a lot, because I'm writing and I'm putting things down on paper for you, and that's what you know, you like, is to be, who's that girl in that magazine? Look at her. You know what I mean? That can be you. So you know what? Don't give up that dream. Okay.
Okay.
And I know that's what you want. Isn't that true?
Yes.
Yeah. And you can. And I want you to take that journal, and I want you to write every day and say, you know, today's my day, and this is what I'm, you know, my day consists of, and boy, I'm ever happy. I finished this today, and look at this. I'm happy. Now I'm going to wait for tomorrow, and set aside these little things for yourself, and look what you've done. And I'm, you know, you're beautiful. You're very smart. You're very articulate, too, so you can write things down. You can do it. And remember, that girl in that magazine that you look at, that you so much want to be, you can be that. So you can smile, and it will happen. And I see you going in that route. So if you feel that the actual doing of magazine or modeling type thing like this here, don't give that up, okay?
Okay.
And that's where you want to go.
She's got the perfect figure for a model, too.
Oh, boy.
I know you can't see these kids, but you're nailing them. I mean, she's got the perfect model figure.
And you know,
she's tall,
it's amazing.
Tiny and thin, and she's gorgeous.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes.
She can, you know, she would do really good. It's the magazine. I see magazine pictures, and I see the girls in the magazines, like, you know, the fashions and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, okay, well, she's reading these magazines. She wants to be the girl in the magazine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, keep it up. That's where you're going. And to keep that dream up, because the only person who can say no is you. So you just keep that dream and keep it alive and smile from ear to ear, because it can happen.
Okay.
Anything else you have for me?
What kind of house am I going to have when I'm older?
What kind of house you going to have?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. You know, you're going to... Okay, this is going to really take you a little bit different. Right now, you're thinking of big and wanting all this stuff, and like the girl, again, I'm referring back to the girls in the magazine and stuff, but you're actually going to be very conservative.
Okay.
You're going to be, and there's traits about you now of being kind of conservative, but, you know, there's also traits of you being that 12-year-old girl who, you know, needs to work on a little bit of stuff. I know, smile, because, you know, I'm just making a little fun here, you know, to do a little bit more. But you are going to be conservative, and that big home isn't going to be a big, huge home. It's going to be a modest home, and you're going to be very fine. You're going to be very fine in life.
Thank you.
You're most welcome.
For those of you that have just tuned in, this is the Star for the Night show, and we have co-hosts that are kids from the Esplanade House, and we're interviewing Robbie Thomas. If there's any callers that would like to call in, we're welcome to take your calls in the next 5 to 10 minutes. Our next co-host is, I cannot say her name.
Khadija?
Khadija, come on in. Come on down, Khadija. I've been trying to talk her mom into letting me call her Kiki for short, but she said no. She's got a very spiritual name, and her mom wants to keep it that way.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a beautiful name, Khadija. I'm going to tell you something. There's a lady I can remember now. This name sticks out to me in my mind. There's a lady that called in my show once, and her name is Khadija.
Oh.
Isn't that something?
Yes.
Isn't that something? How old are you, Khadija?
12.
Yeah. Okay. Again, we have somebody who wants to be in the limelight. And also, you're very family-oriented. And that's very good, because the background, and I'm writing really fast as I go, the background for you is very, very, very much this. And spiritual-wise, have you actually put yourself on a spiritual trek? Like, will you want to find your spiritual path?
Yes.
Are you... now, we know about our faith, and everybody has their belief, and everybody has their faiths, and, you know, which is great in this world. You're actually wanting to, and what I'm sensing is, you know, when I was a child at your age, I studied world religions, and I did a lot of different world religions, and I'm getting the factor of you wanting to learn about all these different religions. Is this right?
Yes.
Is now, have you taken it upon yourself to start doing this?
No.
Are you, would you like to?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay, you know, the very first thing to do is you have access to the internet or books. You know, there's very many great doctrine books that are written out there about every different faith. And we are all God's children. And it doesn't, you know, it's great to have faith and different beliefs and what have you. And I just feel that about you, that you really want to learn about the different faiths and learn about the different religions. This is very good, because there's kids out there at your age that really don't want to go this route, but you really do, don't you?
Yes.
That is fantastic. That is really fantastic. Now, what you want to be when you get older, and here we go, this is a big one, ties to religion, but helping people in a different country. You want to go and help people in a different country?
Yes.
Okay, this is what I got. You keep this all really close to you and in your heart, and this is going to help. then this will make things come true. Keep your vision. You are a very visional individual. Now, I want you to listen to what I have to say, and I want you to correct me if I'm wrong so people can understand. You are a very visual individual. You actually perceive and see yourself doing these things in the future, going and doing this and helping people who are less fortunate in different countries. Am I right?
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
Her whole face just lit up. You just hit it.
Yes. She's going to be doing something like this. You have a soul that is so beautiful. You have so much to give. You really do. You hang on to that, and you are so blessed. You just hang on to that. You are going to do wonders in this world. You really, really are. And I know you're thinking too, how can I go about it? How can I do it? Things are going to fall in place for you, and they're going to fall in place in different intervals in time. And when you're in your early 20s, things are really going to take off for you. This is going to be your chance to actually not just go see the world, but actually be a part of it. You're going to go and put your hands on, and you're going to help people. And this is going to be fantastic. Keep those dreams alive, and you can do it.
Okay.
God bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Do you have any other questions?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Will my mom ever find true love?
Will your mom ever find true love? Oh, boy. You know, yes. And is your mom nearby?
Yes.
Is she? Okay. Mom, I hope you can hear me because I'm going to talk through Khadija here. Yes. I get the number one. So the number 1 year. And I'm getting the 1 year. So 1 year from this date here, things start to fall into place, and 1 year from now, actually there is a gentleman that is really wholehearted, and I know your mom's looking for someone who's wholehearted, someone who's going to be there for like the family, just not be there for themselves, and rough luck has had its place before, and we don't want to go there, and it's just, you know, I'm getting that, the 1 year mark, and this is where it's coming for her. Yes, that's what's going to happen.
Thank you.
You're most welcome.
That excites her mom. Oh, wonderful. Now, also, I would like our listeners to know that these children are all at the Esplanade House, which is kind of an interim home until they find a shelter, until they find employment and stability and that type of thing. And I would like the listeners to know that if you would like to donate computers or clothing or shoes or anything like that directly to these children, A Star for the Night doesn't do fundraising, but what we do is we set up these events and set up a way for the children to have the greatest nights of their lives and have support and love from other people and in these events. The address that you can send it to, the Esplanade House, is on the website. And do you know the address?
It's 181 East Shasta Avenue. And Chico, 95975973, that's the zip code.
That was Jessica giving us the address for the listeners out there that would like to donate some wonderful gifts to these children that could definitely use them. And they're awesome, beautiful, spirited children. And as you can tell by Robbie's readings, they all have beautiful hearts and wonderful futures to look forward to. And our next co-host is Gilbert, our boy in the group who is 9 years old, and he was in charge of the stereo in the limo on the way up, and he did a fabulous job. And now he's going to come and ask Robbie some questions and maybe tell us a little bit about himself. Say hi to Robbie, Gilbert.
Hi, Robbie.
Hi, Gilbert. How are you?
Good.
Good stuff. You sound very excited.
Talk.
Yeah.
Yeah? Tell me, you were in charge of the radio and the limo?
Yes.
Were you? What were you listening to?
96.7 and
92.7. Oh, do they play good music?
Yep.
What's your favorite group?
Don't know.
You don't know?
You don't know?
Well, who's your favorite singer?
50 Cent.
Get out. That's good, that's good. Gilbert, do you have a question for me?
Will I ever go to the Army when I grow up?
You know what? You just answered your question.
Yeah.
You did. And you know what? It's really funny, Gilbert. And I'm going to say this. You are one of those, what they call a lifer. And what I mean by that is you're going to be in that situation where you'll be in there for a long, long time. It's going to be a career for you. You're going to make a career out of this. And teaching is coming out of this. So you're going to become somewhere in the line of teaching when you're going through this. So what I mean by lifer again is you've answered your question. I didn't have to do it for you. You are going to be a lifer in the armed forces, and this is going to give you not only the education, but you're going to have the backbone. You're also going to be a leader, and it's going to come in the form of teaching. So the new recruits that come in, you're actually going to be a teacher for them.
Oh.
How does that sound?
Good.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, it really hit me when you said that. That was your answer. It's amazing. You're very headstrong. And what I mean by headstrong is when you put your mind to something, it's got to be it, and that's it. There's nothing else but that's it. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah. and is your mom going, yeah?
the dad
going, yeah? Yeah. Well, you know, Gilbert, that's the way it's going to be. And I get the fascination of, you know, because little boys like stuff like that, like the Army and watching shows and everything. And that's how I was when I was a little boy. I used to love watching the Army shows on television, whatever. But what really comes to mind, too, is the Civil War. And I don't know if you're really big on the Civil War, but that comes up big for me. Are you big on the Civil War?
Yes.
And, you know, there's a collector, something collection and collecting. So this comes down the road where you actually start collecting some very big things that pertain to this area and modeling and stuff. Which is good, and it's a great hobby. But yeah, going into the Army, that's what you're going to do. The armed forces are for you, and you will be teaching, Gilbert. That's what you're going to be doing.
He seems like he's a leader. He's got the confidence, and, well, he's trying to fight for the confidence. You know, he's still only 9 years old, but for a 9-year-old, he pretty much has his mind set on what he wants to do, what he likes, and what he doesn't like. And, you know, that's a great sign of confidence.
That's a great sign of being headstrong.
That too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And that is fantastic. And aside from that, Gilbert, you're going to have a wonderful, wonderful life. It's just fantastic. You're going to make your dad proud. He's proud of you now, and it's amazing. You are one amazing little boy, and I'm just so happy to be able to talk to you.
Oh, that's awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Do you have anything else for me?
Well, I'll be a skydiver when I grow up.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you, when you go into the armed forces and they start making you jump out of planes and stuff like that, that is the limit of skydiving. I think you're going to be tied up doing quite a bit in the armed forces. Like, again, it's all tied into there and the lifer, becoming that lifer in the armed forces. You're going places. You really are. And, again, you're going to make your dad proud. It's amazing the things that are coming for you, Gilbert. Really are.
Cool. What else? Do you have any other questions? Okay. How about, do you have any questions for your dad? You don't want to know what's going on with your dad?
Are you going to make Dad get up in the plane and jump out too? myself, I don't know if I could do anything like that, but I mean, you know.
His dad just said yes, he'd like that.
He would like that. I couldn't do anything like I said that myself. I just couldn't do anything like that. For your dad, there's a lot of stuff coming up for your dad in the next year, a big change. We're looking at the financial end of it very well, and it does come forward very full circle. It's like night and day when things happen. It's happened to him in the past where things have happened. It's like we could take the good and the bad, but when it does happen, it's like night and day. It's a change, and it's going to change quick again for him coming up here, and it'll be for the better though, and which will be very good.
He said, thank you. The dad said, thanks so much.
He's welcome.
Yeah. All these people here, the kids and the parents, are from the Esplanade House in Chico, California. And it's a shelter where it's kind of interim until they get on their feet, going through changes. And they could really use this Star for the Night event, not just the kids, but the parents, too. And they usually do have a real good time, just like the kids. If anybody that is listening would like to donate any presents, such as computers and clothing or shoes or toys or just all kinds of fun stuff, Selena and Jessica are smiling at me going, yeah. Anything we could, they could pretty much use at this time. And the address is on the website. For those of you that have just tuned in, just please go to the website and you can get more information. The children are co-hosting and interviewing Robbie Thomas. And do you have anything else you would like to tell any of the kids about their futures or the parents about their futures?
Yeah, again, I want to come back to Gilbert's dad, and we'll work our way backwards. When I got that quick change, and it does come in the summertime, because what I'm seeing is the summertime, and it's something to go from, how can I say it, going from having a turn of bad to also right away to a turn of good. And when we have those moments, we should look back and reflect and look at that, what we've had down the road, and say, thank God, thank you for everything. And I know everybody does, but the more we do that, if we're offering thanks and saying prayers, that's the best thing, because we're keeping our faith and keeping in touch. Sometimes we, and he can probably relate to this, sometimes we get sidetracked and we seem to think we lost our faith, but actually what we're doing is we're just taking a sidestep, and it's almost like I call them like an awakening or a timeout period. But we just have to stand up, face forward, and keep going, and then we get strong again. And then we look at the will that we have, the will of the individual, and it becomes so strong that we move forward, and that's what we want to feel, and that's what I know that he would like to feel, and he's going to feel it. It's going to happen. It's going to happen very soon. And that's where we have to really buckle down and say, thank you.
Well, he says thank you, to you. We also have a caller that's calling in. I'm going to see if we can have Don hook up our call.
Okay, caller.
Yep, there. We're ready to go. No. Hello, caller?
Yeah.
Oh, you're
calling. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you. What's your first name?
I'm Janine. I'm the mother of Jessica and Gilbert, who are there at the station.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm just listening to your show. It's really cute.
It's a good show, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Very good.
Yeah, these kids are totally awesome.
Yeah, they are. Each and every one of them, they're great kids.
Oh, yeah, you know, they just the energy from each one of them is just, I can't get over it. I'm so excited to be here, just being able to talk to these kids, because everything in life starts with kids, you know?
Yeah, it does. I agree.
Yeah, definitely.
Did you have a question for Robbie?
I recently went back to school. And I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up, and I don't know what direction to head in with that.
Well, you certainly have a great sense of humor, and that is just a plus. It really is. Okay, you just recently went back to school. You know, it's funny. I'm pointing towards administration, and I feel that there's a need. There's an opening coming. And it's in administration. Have you put the bug in somebody's ear?
No, not really. I'm just still kind of lost with it. I'm just sticking to my general ed right now and not knowing which direction to head in.
Okay, I'm getting you put the bug in somebody's ear. So you go and do that and get out there and put your bug in that person's ear, the administration part of it, and it seems like it's flowing so easy. And I'm writing it out. It's just so free-flowing. So you're a very free-flowing individual. Let's take some of that free-flowing energy you have, and we can make it work, and it will work very shortly. So that's what we need for you to do.
Okay.
And it will happen. And I'm looking again. Boy, I'm getting like the summertime area here, like June, July time. So let's get that out there. And June, July time, it comes in really quick, and I underline July. So
Okay. That's
the time for you.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome.
All right. So the kids have fun.
They're having the time of their lives.
I bet they are.
Now we have, thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Okay, now we have Selena's mom, Jolena, is that right? Jolene Gonzalez. And so she had a question for you, trying to take advantage of this wonderful opportunity in this show. You did tell her a little bit, or tell her daughter a little bit, that she's anxious to talk to you as well.
Oh, most certainly.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Fantastic.
I have been doing my GED for a while now, and I'm having a test come up to get into college on May 19th. And I've took it 3 times already, and I was just wondering if I was going to pass it this time.
Yeah, and you know it's coming up. I know it's coming up here. And you're cracking down, aren't you?
Oh, God, I am.
Okay, what I want you to do is, it's one thing. This is what I'm seeing. It's one thing to look at it and read it over and read it over, and you're that type of person where it'll retain for the time being, but then it's gone.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
What we need to do is, because I'm getting this, is write it down. As you're reading it, write it out. Because when you write it out, it's actually becoming a picture put into your head. And therefore, it's like the examples I use is, if we're on vacation somewhere or we go someplace, we don't remember the street signs to know where we're going. We look at the landmarks.
Right.
And then the landmarks tell us, okay, we're getting close and we're around this area, right?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing when you're studying. I'm getting that when you're reading it and you're reading it over and the frustration builds in and then you get flustered, it don't stick to us and it's becoming a pain, isn't it?
Right.
Okay, we need to write this down. And as you write it out, even if you write it out twice, you're going to see yourself go, I can remember it, because you've put that picture of you actually doing the work and writing it out and it sticks to you.
All right. Thank you.
You're most welcome.
And our kids are all wanting to have another second chance, and so we're going to have, let's see, Jessica sit down really fast, and then after her we're going to have, they want their mom next, the other mom to sit down. We only have a few more minutes left, so we got to make it come fast. Oh, okay, they're giving up their seat for the mom.
She pulls rank right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Mom, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
Good, good.
I've been at the Esplanade House for approximately 2 years now.
Yeah.
And it's time for me to move on. I just wanted to know, am I going to be a success story?
Yes, you know why? Because you don't want to be the unsuccessful.
Right.
You do not want to see yourself go down that road no more. You don't want to be, and when I explain it in that term is you don't want to, you want to do more than what is now. It's become that tiresome thing over and over, am I right?
Right.
So you take from this lesson, and I know you're good at this, you take things and it's almost like you harbor them. And sometimes it's good to harbor, but sometimes it's good to offer it up to the universe what we don't want and let go of that burden. But this is good. You take this and you keep it within you. Keep it instilled inside you, and this is your lesson. And from here, you're going to move forward, and you will not want to come back.
Okay.
And it's going to happen for you. Now, I want you to really look inside your heart and say, you know, I am number one. And I do count. I am loved, and you are. These things here are all positive things, and you can do it, and you have it in you. It's just, it's right there. I can hear it in your voice. You have it. You don't want that anymore. So you're going to take yourself. You are going to become that successful. You are going to become that successful individual. You are going to become that successful individual to even go further. So you see how I'm talking?
Yes.
You are going to make it. You are going to do it. And you're going to say, thank God. And you're going to just jump up and down. And it's going to be that way for you. You're going to see this all come to you. And it's going to happen. And I'm going to say within 6 to 8 months' time, you're going to, and you know what? You're the type of person that will even try to push even further. Let's take that 6 and 8 month time. And if you want to push yourself to the 4 to 6 month time, to even push harder, that's good, but you're still going to look at the results around 6 to 8 months time, and this is really going to happen big time for you in that area. But if you want the 4 months and push it that way, that's good. Keep that within you, because you don't want to have this anymore. You don't want to be like this. I know you don't. I can feel it. And you know what? Things are going to get so much better. They really, really, really will. I promise you this.
Thank you.
You're most welcome.
Yeah, her eyes are all teared up. It's what she needed to hear, just reinforcement on her soul and her heart and where she needs to go and to get out of her own way, right?
Most definitely. She's a beautiful person, and that's the thing about people in general, even myself, you know. We get hard knocks on ourselves sometimes,
mm-hmm.
and then we look back and go, oh, you know, why and how come? But we shouldn't bear down on that. What we should do is, okay, fine, take a deep breath and go, okay, fine, I am going to be that successful. I am going to be that successful person. I am going to be that successful person moving on to a better life, and it will happen. And then each step that we take, it sounds better, it feels better, and it is better. Because you know why? It comes from within. It comes within the individual doing it, and she can do it. She's got it in her.
Yes, and you could just tell by her sweet face and her heart that she's just got to pull through.
Yes.
Now we have Jessica back. She can't. They're all tripping over each other saying, I want to talk to her again. And we only have 3 more minutes left, Jessica, so make it fast, baby.
Okay. Well, Robbie, I wanted to know if I'm going to go to a big college or like a small college.
No, you know what? This is really funny. I've been to college twice, okay? And at my age, I'm 40, and I would love to go to school again. That's the type of person you are, and I keep going back to that. You're going to be going to a beautiful university, and the schooling that you want is just unbelievable. The mindset that you have is just adorable. I can't believe it. It's amazing. And I look at myself and I thought, you know, I had it. But I mean, holy moly, you really do have it. And you keep your sights there. I'm telling you, Jessica, you keep your sights there. You are going to be astronomical in your life.
Thank you, Robbie.
You're most welcome.
Well, everybody, why don't we all gather around and have everybody say at the same time, thank you.
Thank you, Robbie.
Thank you, Robbie.
You guys are most welcome. God bless everybody.
You've been listening to the Star for the Night show, and the kids from the Esplanade House have been our co-hosts on the show tonight, and we've been interviewing the phenomenal Robbie Thomas. And we thank you from all of our hearts, Robbie, for your support and your help on the show. And we'll hope that people will tune in again. And I'd certainly like to invite you back as a guest for our show in the near future.
Thank you. You know, I'd be honored. I thank you so much.
And also I would like the listeners to know that our limo was donated by Elite Limousine, and our driver also donated his time. His name is Russ Anderberg. And so anyway, everybody, say thanks again and say goodnight from the Star for the Night.
Goodnight from the Star for the
Night. Awesome. Goodnight.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.